Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. All praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace and blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Peace and blessings be upon his beautiful family and his illustrious Sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as well as upon the saints of this Ummah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today as well, we will have a very beautiful program. Let us listen to the blessings of reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, this hadith is so motivational, mashallah, alhamdulillah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a hadith, Man salla alayya yawm al-jum'ati kanat lahu shafa'atan lahu indi yawm al-qiyamati. Subhanallah, the one who recites excessive and abundance of durood upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautiful and amazing is this hadith. Let us make a firm intention that inshallah azzawajal, we will increase our recitation of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. وہ زبا جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام پتلی پتلی گلے قدس کی پتیاں پتلی پتلی گلے قدس کی پتیاں ان لبوں کی نزاکت پہ لاکھوں سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھوں سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھوں سلام صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی alayhi wasallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, for today we shall be discussing the rights and the importance of taking care of one's neighbor. Yes, what are the rights and the importance of taking care of your neighbors in terms of loving them, taking care of them, being humble and kind towards them. Yeh bahut ahem mauzu hai inshallah. Isse miss na karein. Balki inshallah, we will be mentioning some madani pearls of Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat inshallah azza wa jal, as well as of course the ahadith and ayat which are mentioned in the Holy Quran and the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this relation. So please kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. So inshallah azza wa jal, hum kalam sunenge inshallah aur kalam ke baad fauran apne program ke saath hazir honge. Kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina salli ala nabiyyina salli ala muhammadin salli ala kareemina salli ala kareemina salli Niga-e-lutf ke
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. We were listening to a very beautiful kalam, برادر اعلی حضرت حضرت سیدنا حسن رضا خان رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. ماشاء اللہ سبحان اللہ. Yes dear viewers, Alessa Badini channel, mashallah, in studio today we have once again our respected and honorable nigrani kabina brother Ashraf Attari Chishti sallamahu al-bari, and let us give him a warm welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Masha Allah, Ashraf bhai, how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
As our topic of discussion for today is basically the rights of your neighbors, the importance of keeping them happy, and so forth and so on. So let us inshallah azawajal begin from a verse of the Holy Quran. Look, the reason for us to choose this topic as well, Nigran sahab, is that in this day and age, this is a very widespread disease in our society, that we violate the rights of our neighbors.
Allah.
And the reason for that is simply because we do not understand the rights of neighbors.
Allah.
When a person lacks that knowledge, that ilm, in relation to the rights of his neighbors, then knowingly or unknowingly, somewhere down the line, he is violating the rights of his neighbors, which is to go against the Quran.
Allah.
Because Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran regarding the rights of neighbors. And there can be various ways of rights, inshallah. So before we understand what are the rights of one's neighbors, we need to understand who are the neighbors first.
Allah. Huzur, now that you are mentioning it, you know, if I had to look at when we were much younger, I found that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, our parents and even our grandparents were very close to the neighbors. You know, there was a lot of muhabba and love and respect amongst that particular neighbor, and there was always this sharing and caring attitude.
Allahu Akbar.
But the reality,
in the month of Ramadan or out of Ramadan,
alhamdulillah, at this very moment in time, what we do find is that as we are getting older, as our children are also growing up, this particular bond is missing.
Allah.
This bond of not only missing between relatives, but also amongst the neighbors. Some of us don't even know really who are the neighbors.
Allah,
you know,
Allah.
We hardly even would speak to them. So mashallah, it's a very beautiful topic. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, together we will learn.
A lot of people believe that mind your own business.
that is also true. Like, you know, for let him run his own home and let him not worry what's happening in my pot, you know.
Exactly.
Home.
This is what's said.
But that is not what our deen teaches us. Today, mashallah, a very beautiful topic Mawlana has chosen for the views of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. And let's learn from it and see how we can rectify ourselves, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, you know, Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak, in relation to the rights of neighbors, a beautiful verse.
Subhanallah.
That also teaches us the rights of those who are poor, those who are destitute, those who are under the category of fuqara, you know, those who are needy and destitutes. How one should love them and look after them. And then the rights of neighbors also come in the very same verse. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran Pak, and worship Allah Azza wa Jal and associate none with Him. And be good to the parents, to the relatives, to the orphans, and to the needy, and to the near neighbor, and to the distant neighbor.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So neighbors are so important that their dhikr and their mentioning have been described in the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, and to the close companion, and to the traveler,
Allah.
And to your male and female slaves. Indeed, Allah does not like the arrogant and the boastful.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. So in Tafsir Ahmadiyya, in relation to this verse, in the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, it has been mentioned that the close neighbor means his house, which is attached to your house. It's very understandable, Nigran Sahab. You know, your house is maybe opposite or attached. It's in a close vicinity or neighborhood. And the distant neighbor, which we also do understand, is the one that's in your neighborhood, but his house is not attached to your house. Right? So this is understood from this. But his house is not attached to your house, or the one who is your neighbor as well as your relative.
Allah.
He is your neighbor as well as your relative, is a close neighbor. Wo padosi bhi hai, or he lives in your neighborhood, but he is also your relative. So he is known or he is counted as a very close neighbor of yours. The one who is only your neighbor,
but not your relative is a distant neighbor. Or the one who is your neighbor as well as a Muslim. He is your neighbor as well as a Muslim. He is known to be a close neighbor. Allahu Akbar. Oh, and the one who is only a neighbor but not a Muslim. He is known to be a distant neighbor. So very beautifully the scholars have described the distance and the close neighbors and relatives. So there is a better chance here that if this person is in your neighborhood, over and above he's a Muslim, and then he's your relative. Then there are rights of each individual. Individually there are certain rights. Because in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the Sahaba ikram had said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consistently advised on neighbors to be treated well. To the extent that then we assumed that very soon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make our neighbors our heirs. They will become part of the inheritors that they will inherit from our wealth. That's how much of emphasis and importance our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had put in relation to respecting and caring for your neighbors, that the Sahaba ikram were assuming that very soon he sallallahu alayhi wa will make them their heirs. So from this we understand how important are the neighbors. There was a time in the past when our parents, our great-grandparents, the muhabba and love that they had in those days is something which is lacking in this day and age.
Huzur, like you mentioned today, I recall the elders telling us that today with our earnings, we might have one or two children. We can't make ends meet. Wallahu alam, I heard from many elders of ours that their fathers and their mothers, they used to take care of, they had big families, 5, 6 brothers, 7 children, 10 children. And alhamdulillah, they used to take care of them, take care of maybe somebody of their brothers and sisters who have maybe passed away, take care of their children and take care of the neighborhood. Allahu Akbar.
Mashallah.
So look at the thought and the, alhamdulillah, the barakah and the wisdom of our elders, alhamdulillah. Taking care of not only relatives, but also far relatives and also those that are around them, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. So if we say that we are Sunni, and we follow the sunnahs and the teachings of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nigran Sahib, I think it's very important that, piety, taqwa, parizgari, that our deen wants us to have, adopt taqwa, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We namazis, mashallah, we perform many hajj and umrah. That's related to our ibadat and our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in terms of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and doing as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done in his life, this is something which is, really found in today's day and age. It could be possible that, mashallah, we have Urs Mubarak, we're celebrating big Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we're calling the far end people that live from different towns. But your own neighbor has not been invited to your program.
And this is the reality.
And this is what happens.
Often
this happens. They don't even know that you went for Hajj, you came back, you got gifts and presents for people that are living in different towns. But your own neighbor who is living with you or next to you for the past 15, 20 years, have you presented any gift and tuhfa to him to say, well, I have come from Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. Aapke liye tuhfa lekar pahuncha hoon. Allahu Akbar. So being tolerant is very important. This is what the scholars have mentioned, that from amongst the rights of the neighbors does not mean that if he's good and you are good, so both of you are just good with each other. No. If one is being not kind and just towards you in any way, I just given some examples, the thing is that you need to be tolerant.
Subhanallah.
And if you do any bad thing to him, then he should also have sabr and patience to say, well, he's my neighbor, I forgive him.
Subhanallah. Huzur, you mentioned
this
that,
from
alhamdulillah, a beautiful parable about our Imam Abu Hanifa,
Allahu Akbar.
It is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin
Rajah. That Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, who has millions and millions of followers globally. Hamari sar ke taj Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, ji mashallah, ji.
So he says, Abdullah bin Rajah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, in Kufa, a cobbler used to be in the neighborhood or live in the neighborhood of our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa.
Right.
Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
That refers to a sweet seller or somebody who has
a cobbler, and then, alhamdulillah, he used to take, after works, days of work, he used to take food home and he used to prepare it. So after preparing this food, he had this bad habit of drinking wine. And you do know when somebody is intoxicated, how they would possibly carry on. And it is mentioned that this was happening right at the doorstep, at the neighborhood of Imam Abu Hanifa, radiallahu ta'ala.
Allahu Akbar.
And it says that that noise used to continue till late in the night up until even the early hours of the morning. And the spiritual leader of millions of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to get very disturbed by this particular noise. But he used to remain occupied with salah the whole night. Subhanallah. He was so used to this. But he never, like you said just now, he never spoke back. He never hurt him. He made sabr and he continued his ibadah. So one night,
mashallah,
he didn't hear the neighbor's voice. Allahu Akbar, our Imam. He didn't hear the neighbor's voice. So the next morning, he inquired, only to find out that the police have arrested him. So after Fajr, our Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala an, goes to the place where he has held captive. Okay, Wuzu? So he mentions to the governors over there that I've been told that a particular person has been captured and brought here, a neighbor. Allow him to be free. So those governors, alhamdulillah, azzawajal, knew the status of this great Imam and they followed the request. And they asked why he says that this was my neighbor, Allahu Akbar. Further, he says, whoever was captured that same day as the neighbor, please also free all of them. Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. All of them. Subhanallah.
And mashallah, everybody knew the great status of this Imam and they followed the request. So Imam Sahib, alhamdulillah, azzawajal, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa then rode away only to realize that this particular neighbor was now following him. So he requested and he asked that, oh man, did I cause any trouble to you? The neighbor humbly replied, no, but rather you have helped me and made intercession on my behalf. May Allah Azza wa Jal bestow better reward for you for the act that you have done. Where, alhamdulillah, you have shown me respect and you've given me adab. And you fulfilled my rights. Allahu Akbar. Thereafter, the person repented, huzur, and he said that he became so pious, subhanallah. So what a, alhamdulillah, motivation for us that such great personalities, although they were in difficulty, they took care of the neighbor's rights, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, what a beautiful parable and incident we have just heard right now. The spiritual leader of millions of followers, Hanafi followers, the followers of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala. What a beautiful and phenomenal example he had set for his followers.
Subhanallah.
Not only in the maslak, Nigran sahab, not only in terms of following him, fiqhi matters, no, follow his blessed life as well, because he is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one night he never heard any sound, he was worried. And if our voice doesn't come to neighbors, ka, to sukoon se chala, bhai, chalo, shukri, aaj, raat, koi takleef nahi hai. We won't go and check whether what's his problem. There is a difference, I mean, day and age and time, but let us inculcate and instill the values and the importance of following the footsteps of our pious predecessors. There is so much of blessings in it. I mean, Rasulullah has it has been mentioned in a narration that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, I'm living in the neighborhood of such and such tribe.
Allah.
But I'm, you know, the problems that's caused to me is by my closest neighbor. I live in the vicinity or in the tribe of certain people, but my neighbor that lives the closest to me troubles me the most. Bahut takleef deta hai mujhe, bahut zyada pareshan karta hai.
Allah.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, O Ali radiyallahu an, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an. He told all three, four of them to go to the masjid, stand at the entrance of the masjid and make this announcement loudly.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. He told the four Khulafai Rashideen to go at the entrance of the masjid and make this announcement loudly. What is the announcement? Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, ise sunye, zghor se sunye. Allahu Akbar. Announcement ye karna tha ki undoubtedly 40 houses are included in the neighborhood.
40 houses.
Allah 40 Allah. Ghar. 40 houses are included in the neighborhood, and if someone's neighbor is terrified due to his evil, he will not enter Jannah.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. 40 houses are included in the neighborhood. So when we describe the near neighbors and the far end neighbors, or who are in your neighborhood, so 40 houses from the right, 40 houses from the left, 40 houses from the front, 40 houses from behind. This is how some other narrations explain this 40 houses. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers on the Savadini channel, are we making sure that our 40 neighbors, I mean, as I mentioned, as you are mentioning these beautiful parables, which are definitely an eye-opener, that if Imam Azam Abu Hanifa can lead and set such a beautiful example for us, why can't we also become tolerant? Why can't we also become like our Imam? Allahu Akbar. I give you another example. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala li. This person needs no introduction, mashallah. Great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His house was opposite another person's house. At that time, he was a non-Muslim. And with his evil and with his things that he used to do. So it has been mentioned that his filth and dirt from his house, he used to deliberately let the filth of his house go through the drainage system
to him.
Into
Allah.
The house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala. Rozana ka ye maamul tha iska. He would do that every single day. Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, that used to receive this dirt that used to pass through the passage or through the pipeline and reach his house. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, used to clean that filth and he used to get rid of it in that way.
Allahu Akbar.
So once Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, fell very sick. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Or some narrations mention that this person, when he realized that for so many years I'm doing this, but there's no reaction from this imam, from this great leader. So when they approached each other, they just met into each other. So he asked Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, tell me something honestly. You're my neighbor. Don't you get annoyed by the dirt which I send to your home? By the filth that's coming through my drainage into your yard or into your home? He says, well, why must I get angry with you?
Allah.
How can I get angry with you when my Islam teaches me, when my religion teaches me, when my Rabb has commanded me in the Holy Quran by saying, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And who restrain anger and who pardon men. Are the virtuous people and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When my Rabb tells me this in the Holy Quran, those who restrain and pardon men. Allah, so I restrain my anger when you do so,
Allah,
and I simply sweep out the dirt.
Allah.
And I pardon you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have forgiven you. Listening to this Madani pool and this akhlaq and characteristic of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, that non-Muslim neighbor said instantly, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this is the servants of Rasulullah, then what is the position of Muhammad himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How great is the Nabi himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his followers are so good in the deen, subhanallah. So hame bhi ye chance, ye moqa mila hoga, shayad humne khoya hoga. Perhaps we have lost this opportunity of showing kindness and generosity and humbleness with our neighbors if ever we were in such a situation. But as I speak, Nigran Sahab, there are families or there are neighbors that are not in talking terms at the moment.
Allah
for
Allah.
Several years. Baatcheet hi nahi hai, kalam hi nahi hai. Ki bhai, main kyu jaun aage, main kyu kalam karun? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ And those who restrain and pardon men are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are dear to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So one way is that follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the beauty of Islam. It has guided its followers in all aspects in terms of ibadat, how to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, in terms of how to be as a good husband, in terms of how to be a good son, father, child, whatever the case is, whatever your position is. And if you are in the position of being a neighbor of someone, Islam has guided you for that as well. How to be a kind neighbor, how to be a good neighbor. Alhamdulillah, even if he's being bad and treating you very badly, you know, without being, without showing justice towards you, you are being kind towards him, but in return, instead of doing the same to you, he's not being kind towards you. So it does not mean tit for tat, Nigran Sahab. I don't believe in that. Rather, Islam has taught us, the other day we had read that verse that treat your enemies with kindness, perhaps you could change your enemies into friends as well.
Subhanallah.
This is how it happens.
Subhanallah.
But the problem is that in our society, everyone wants to prove himself right.
Allah.
Main sahi hu, baki sab ghalat hai. Main sahi hu, hum hi sahi hai. baki jitne bhi log hai, all those in my vicinity, in my neighborhood, they all are wrong. And if this is our attitude, then trust me, we could actually risk our ibadat, our taqwa, our pride. Because when a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears Allah azza wa jal in regards to, or in terms of all aspects.
Subhanallah.
Even when it comes to this, that the rights of my neighbor, then he fears that I will be questioned about this on the day of judgment. How have I dealt? Because Rasulullah ﷺ has said in a hadith that when a person will be put into Jahannam, he will instantly hold the garment, the daman, the far end of a neighbor.
Jee.
He will hold that person's daman, meaning the far end of his garment, on the day of judgment. Say, Ya Allah, if I am going there in Jahannam, he's coming with. He's coming with the summary of the hadith. Why? Simply because, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, he lived there with me for several years, but he never guided me.
Allah, Allah.
He never ever showed me the true and the righteous path. Allah. It was all about mind your own business. You know, don't poke your nose everywhere. It's not about poking your nose, it's about taking Islam even through your character, Nigran sahab.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
If you are afraid of approaching him directly, your akhlaq and your manners could prove what is your religion and how others should also love your religion.
Subhanallah.
Because by looking at your style, and this is exactly what Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz had done.
Allah.
We are Chishti followers, mashallah, we are Qadri followers. This is what our Ghawse Azam had also done.
Subhanallah.
Aside from his karamat, jo beshumar hai, beshumar. You know, you cannot count the karamat of these gigantic personalities. But just, if you go and you flip through the history and see how they treated their neighbors, Nigran sahab, Allahu Akbar. Really
just,
amazing.
Just you mentioning, alhamdulillah, about our Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is mentioned that he took so great care of his neighbors. Subhanallah. That he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, would look after them. If a neighbor would pass away, he would definitely go with his funeral, alhamdulillah. When people would leave after burying him, our Khwaja sahab, alhamdulillah, would sit alone near the grave and would, alhamdulillah, make dua of forgiveness
Allah
for the neighbor,
Allah,
subhanallah.
Allah.
And he's further mentioned, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, also would advise his family members to remain patient and would console them, subhanallah.
MashaAllah, subhanallah. MashaAllah. Kya baat hai Madine ki Nigran sahab. This is our Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Khwaja
Hind wo darbar hai aala tera. Khwaja Hind wo darbar hai aala tera. Kabhi mahroom nahi mangne wala tera.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chale inshallah, as far as the rights of people are concerned, aam tor se logo ke jo hukuk hote hain, is hawale se hum koi madne guldasta dekhte hain inshallah. A very beautiful video clip. Please watch it and we shall return with our program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the great Waliullah, he found an apple, and this was floating in a stream in an orchard. So he found this apple, he picked it up and he ate it. As soon as he ate it, he felt extreme regret for what he had done. That is, why he had eaten it without the permission of the owner. Therefore, he proceeded towards the orchard in search of the owner. A lady was the owner of that orchard. He apologized for this act, and the lady said, "The king and I both are stakeholders in this orchard. I accept your apology regarding my right, but I do not have the authority to forgive you on behalf of the king." The king was in Balkh. So Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, set out for Balkh and ultimately succeeded in seeking consent from that king. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many morals in the above mentioned parable. For those who usurp the possessions of others, who pocket goods from the shops without payment, example fruits, vegetables, etc. What will they do if they will be charged for such acts on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, has stated in Tanbihul Mughtareen, the famous Tabi'i saint, Shaykh Sayyiduna Wahhab bin Munabbih, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned, an Israeli repented from all his previous sins. Then he worshipped for 70 years constantly in such a way that he would observe fast during the day and would keep in vigil in the night for ibadat and worships. He would not eat delicious food, nor would he take rest under any shade. Upon his death, a person saw him in the dream and asked him, مَا فَعَلَ اللَّهُ بِكَ? How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He replied, Allah Azza wa Jal held me accountable for my deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave all my sins, but due to a piece of wood, a toothpick, that I had used to pick my teeth without the permission of the owner, I could not ask him for forgiveness. My mistake, therefore, I have been prevented from Jannah, from paradise, because of this violation of human rights. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please think, please ponder over a small piece of wood. This prevented that Israeli from entering Jannah. Picking the teeth with a worthless piece of wood seems so insignificant compared to people who nowadays swindle millions or billions out of others.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah. Mashallah, ye to hamare Maulana Hafiz Naushad sahib the, mashallah, who was giving us some beautiful madani pearls and examples of our pious predecessors. Beautiful, outstanding, mashallah. How truthful and how honest and how fair were our pious predecessors when it came to the rights of others. Subhanallah. Even for something that is so intricate. Subhanallah. Piece of wood. Allahu Nigran sahab. Something to ponder and contemplate over. Subhanallah. You know, look into ourselves right now. And we say that we are followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but our behavior with our neighbors proves that we don't even fulfill the commandments of Allah azza wa jal and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this is the case, you know, illa mashallah. Not everybody falls under this category, but majority of people globally have this issue, whereas if they're living in one building, so the one upstairs, he always got a problem with him. The one who's downstairs, he got a problem with him. He got a problem with the one that's right above the building. And if he's right on the top, then he's got a problem with everyone right to the bottom. Often this happens. We don't want to take responsibility of cleaning. We don't want to take responsibility of that noise in the area. We shout their children. If somebody is living in the bottom flat and the upper children are running and playing, so that noise. Hum phone karke beech raat ko bhi pata nahi kya kya keh baithte hain ki bhai awaazein aa rahi hain, neend nahi aa rahi hai. I cannot sleep at night. Your son is running around. Bachcha hai. He's a child. बच्चे यू करेंगे कभी माँ बाप मारते भी अपने बच्चों को कि बच्चा ना करो डोंट मेक दिस टाइप ऑफ नॉइज बिकॉज दोज आर द बॉटम कैन नॉट स्लीप इन पीस लेकिन बच्चे फिर नहीं सुनते भी हैं फिर शोर शराबा करते हैं कभी आपको भी समझना चाहिए समटाइम्स वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट दे आर चिल्ड्रन लेट देम ग्रो अप लिटिल बट सम पीपल आर सो डेलिकेट व्हेन इट कम्स टू दिस मैटर निगरान साहब दैट इवन इफ 4-5 डोर्स अवे समबडी इज शाउटिंग दे विल फोन एंड से प्लीज स्टॉप मेकिंग नॉइज बिकॉज दे कैन नॉट टेक नॉइज सो दिस इज समथिंग टू बी कंसर्न्ड अबाउट लुक एट Another beautiful example in the books of history mentioned about Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. A very pious personality, mashallah. It has been mentioned that his neighbor, from his toilet pipe, the filth used to come into the yard of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This filth and dirt used to be coming into this yard. And when he was very sick once, he felt very ill and sick, and he thought and assumed that this could be my final moment. So he called his neighbor and he said, look, Allah, over these years, I had been very tolerant. I'm not sure whether my inheritors after my death will be so tolerant as me. Allah. Meaning they will tolerate your dirt coming from your pipe into my house. I had been cleaning it over the years. I never even told you that your pipe was leaking or dripping, or it was because of your pipe my house is, you know, the filth is coming in my home. I had been tolerant for the sake of my Rabb, my Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His pleasure, nothing else. I never ever told you anything.
I was tolerant, but I'm not sure about my inheritors.
Allah.
After my demise, they might be like me or might not be like me. So therefore, I'm just alerting you before they tell you anything. I am telling you
Allah.
That your pipe has been given this problem, whereas it's leaking, but the filth then comes to my house. Saying this non-Muslim neighbor was so overwhelmed and moved by the character of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullah ali that he said that so many years you were tolerant with me,
Allah.
And now what are you waiting for? Extend your hand, I want to hold your hand and recite the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallam.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. Ashraf bhai, he gave his hands into the hands of Sayyidina Sahal Tustari rahmatullah ali right there and then, and he embraced Islam.
Subhanallah.
So
Subhanallah.
Is this not a way of spreading Islam?
Allah
via your character. Islam had never ever spread by the power of sword. Islam had never ever spread by the power of terror and violence. Islam had spread only through the beautiful character of my aqa, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is what the sahaba ikram, tabi'in, tabi'i tabi'in, a'immah mujtahideen, khulafa'i rashidin, awliya'i kamilin, salihin, the pious saints of this ummah have done the very same thing. MashaAllah, Nigran sahab, we have just like a minute before we end, inshallah. Any madani pull from your side?
SubhanAllah, Huzur, some beautiful sayings and talking about the rights of the neighbors, Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He says, one should lead in saying salam to his neighbors. Should not ask too many questions about his circumstances. Should console them when they are in difficulty. Allahu Akbar. Should congratulate them in a joyous moment. Should participate in their joyful occasions. Should forgive their mistakes. And alhamdulillah, should not narrow the pathway to their homes. Even if there's a building that they are putting up, should also take the permission and not make it difficult for their neighbors. Subhanallah. It is further mentioned, should immediately help them if they meet an accident. If he becomes aware of their faults, he should hide them. Should not show negligence in safeguarding the house of neighbors in their absence. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Mashallah.
Should not listen to anything against them. Should lower his gaze before their woman. Should speak softly to their children. Subhanallah. If they need guidance in worldly or religious matters, he should guide them accordingly.
Mashallah. Subhanallah. Mashallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Some amazing madani pearls.
Subhanallah. So, Huzur, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, just to conclude, that it's a Yawmul Jummah day. We don't know whether we'll be alive for the next Jummah. Extend your hand of forgiveness to that neighbor who you possibly hurt. Extend your hand for forgiveness to the relatives. Make maaf, be the first one to go forward. Rabb Tabarak wa Ta'ala will increase you. Subhanallah.
Kya baat hai, mashallah. Jazakallah Nigran sahab, firstly for coming here today in studio and sharing your Madani pearls with us. We really, really appreciate it. Of course, the Madani pearls, Ashraf bhai, that we have discussed right now is from the books of our hadith, Quranic ayat, stories of our pious predecessors. And they are very much motivational for us. Alhamdulillah, we say shukran to you, Ashraf bhai, for coming here in studio and giving us so much of time. Inshallah, we hope that you bless us. Again in the near future, inshallah. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, we have come to the end of our program. And yes, we are hopeful that today's program may have made a difference in our lives and have taught us the excellence and the importance of respecting, loving and being caring towards our neighbors, inshallah. Agar hum nahi the ab tak, to aaj ke baad se ho jaye, Allah ki rizah ke liye ho jaye, inshallah. Make sincere tawbah and become a helpful neighbor. Become a sincere neighbor. Become a good neighbor, just as Rasulullah wants you to be. And ho sakta, your akhlaq or via your characteristics, others could be attracted. And this is one way of preaching Islam, inshallah. We shall be back with another program. You stay good, be good, do good. And remember, wherever you are, the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
الله الله start your day with remembrance of Allah start your day with remembrance of Allah